You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Defining the Means is a new exhibition by Lindsay Derues, showing at Window Gallery from the 2nd of August till the 3rd of September. The exhibition questions the dryness and bureaucracy of university systems and encourages the viewer to consider a wetter and more imaginative alternative to current exhaustive university systems. I spoke with Lindsay about Defining the Means and her workshop, Rip and Bitch, taking place at Window Gallery on the 29th of January. Sorry, July.
Can you tell us a little bit about your thinking behind the exhibition title, Defining the Means?
Yeah, for sure. So Defining the Means is my sort of version or response to the very popular or common Machiavelli idiom, the ends justify the means. I find that a very interesting phrase that has been around for so long and I think has a culture attached to it as well. And in context of my project, it was sort of maybe an ideology that was shared with me whenever I was going through some form of stress, particularly experiences of racialized events at university. And so I think it's really interesting to sort of expand what the means are. You know, there's sort of this binary that exists when you're experiencing something like that or something with a lot of stress, to just sort of move on. It's going to make you more resilient. It's going to make you a stronger person. On the other end, if you look or spend too much time focusing on that event, then you're wallowing in it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that that binary exists. So I'm proposing in some way, I guess, a different way of looking at it. How can we pay respect to those experiences and give validity to them and make peace with them? And so that's kind of what I'm hoping to do with this project.
What will the exhibition encompass?
So you'll see, what will you see? You'll see a lot of paper.
We'll see.
Yeah, I plan on covering the gallery with paper. Mm-hmm. And all the paper that you'll see, and the cyanotype images as well. But mostly the paper that you'll see will be made from students' assignments. So on Monday, a week before the exhibition opening, I'll be hosting a Rip and Bitch workshop, welcoming students, recent graduates and current students, to come along, bring old notes and assignments and any paraphernalia, and have some good korero and rip up old assignments. I personally find ripping up paper really cathartic.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to sort of extend that out. And so once we've concluded that workshop, I'll be turning all of those paper rippings into the paper that will be on display in the exhibition.
Sweet. If you're on campus on Monday, go to the library and rip up your assignments. Where is that happening exactly in the library?
So that will be happening in the main foyer space, right in front of Window Gallery. Yeah, there'll be good food and pillows and blankets. So yeah, if you just want to take an hour to just relax, then come along.
Defining the Means explores contrasting ideas of dryness and wetness in work. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah. So this concept of wetness and dryness actually comes from the Spike Collective. They had a residency a few years ago at RM Gallery, and I found the things that they were writing about really fascinating. They described dryness as something that's extractive and wetness as something that requires imagination. And I feel like that's a really beautiful way of also explaining what it's like to exist within the university. It feels, especially like visually, the concrete, it's all very dry, the air conditioning, it physically and emotionally feels drying. It feels like it's constantly taking from students as opposed to giving. And that's what I thought, you know, in context of this project, in context of all those experiences, it's a very accurate metaphor. And on the other end, wetness requires stillness. It requires rest and to slow things down, which is things that you don't often get being a student.
Yeah.
And it also requires a lot of imagination. So I wanted to see how I could create that within the project and within my scope and my peers, especially when I was at uni as well. How can we all kind of engage in a sense of imagination when the university is constantly trying to dry us out?
What do you think would make a university, or what would the steps be towards making university a less taxing and less bureaucratic and more imaginative and rich experience?
Wow. I think many things. And I think everybody has different opinions on what that could look like, which I think is so important. It's offering each other time and respect, I think, for me is a core thing. All the ideas are coming to my head right now. I think in many ways it's having safe spaces governed and operated by students. Students know what they need. And I think the university over many years has sort of slowly kind of lost touch with really understanding what students need. And it's also to do with our climate. You know, like we have, if you look back 20 years ago, you know, you could go to study for free, and that's very different now. And the cost of rent and all these additional stresses that students have to experience. So I think the university needs to get back in touch with how can we platform students' voices better and just allow space for students to govern their own spaces. And that's kind of also part of this project with the Rip and Bitch workshops. I don't really push anyone to do anything in those workshops. If bitching is talking, or if bitching is sitting in silence and just eating food and ripping up paper, then that's perfect, because that's what you need to do. Yeah. So allowing people to have the space to do what they need, and to have a voice and agency.
Sweet. After the workshop, when will the exhibition sort of kick off, and where can people see that?
Yeah, so the exhibition opens on Friday the 2nd at 6 p.m. That's the opening. It will run for a month.
Yeah.
And that's not actually the end of it. Soon after, I'll be taking down all the paper for the exhibition and turning them into notebooks to send back to the students. So the project continues post the exhibition. I don't fully have the dates in my mind just yet as to when the notebooks will go out, but I'll figure that out around that time. But yeah, it's at least 1 month you'll be able to see the paper on display.
Amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Lindsay?
Just come to the Rip and Bitch. I'd love to hear. I finished my studies maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be back in those spaces and to hear what people have to say. I think being in the university and being among students has a real soft place in my heart. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited to get to meet people and to hang out.
That was Lindsay DeRoos speaking to me about her new exhibition, Defining the Means, and her workshop, Rip and Bitch, taking place at Window Gallery on the 29th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.